if you're innovating, creating, or making a difference.
This show is for you. Welcome to Over Coffee. I'm Dot Cannon. Here on Over Coffee, we talk with artists and innovators about the process of changing the world in terms of what they do.
It's not about being proud of turning a red light green. It's about being proud of creating something through creative inspiration that makes someone smile and become lost in an experience.
Dr. Kate Stone technically is a physicist, but you just might call her a magician. Her company, Novalia, has created the world's first playable posters and the world's first playable everything else with the technology for interactive printed paper. During NASA's 2016 International Space Apps Pasadena, Dr. Stone, who prefers to be called Kate, gave a presentation about her new technology at the Women's Data Boot Camp. Kate, please tell me about this incredible product in front of us.
Okay, so we print conductive ink using screen printing to create a sticker that's a capacitive touch sticker. And we can print those stickers from the size of a postcard to the size of a bus shelter. And so you can stick it on a surface, and then you can stick a beautiful graphic over the top. And then we've designed small circuit boards that stick onto the sticker by just pressing them on. And they run software for capacitive touch. And then when you touch the sticker, where the conductive ink is, with the graphics over the top, the circuit board knows where you've touched, and it can either trigger audio or send a Bluetooth signal to a smartphone or to a MacBook.
That is so cool. How did you come up with that?
I think just by going on a journey. So I started doing this over 10 years ago, and I decided in the beginning when I started out in my garage that I was going to be kind of like an explorer. So my mission was to have no mission. And what I aspired to do was to create things that my science friends would laugh at or look down at. It's really important to remove a sense of expectation. If you really want to be an explorer, you have to be brave enough to go out into the unknown and to go into the darkness and to help understand what the darkness is. So yeah, most of us are scared of the darkness because the darkness is where our demons live, and that's where they come out. So if you can get the demons out of your heart, then you're no longer scared of the dark. Sorry, that's I guess not properly answering the question, but it's kind of like gives an idea of the sentiment of how I started. But I started with a fascination of printing and electronics. And everything I did, it has to be only using what's available. So only using the printing processes that are in every single city in the world, and only using this type of electronics that you would find in a fast food meal toy or a greetings card. How can we take commoditized electronics and combine it in a very simple way, as simple as sticking a stamp on an envelope, with something that can be printed anywhere in the world? And it's not about technology. It's not about creating something that can impress people. It's not about being proud of turning a red light green. It's about being proud of creating something through creative inspiration that makes someone smile and become lost in an experience.
And I've seen you do that today with what you have. Yeah. Tell me, please, a little bit about what this will do. In front of us is the board. It looks like a DJ board. What's it going to do?
So this is a boombox. It's a cardboard box. So I was with my niece, who is an amazing singer-songwriter, and she's called B. Charlotte. And she was having her debut, her single launch, her first single. And we were talking about how we could hack something to create an invite to send out to the music industry. And there was a box of chocolates on the table in the coffee shop we were in. And I thought, why don't we turn a box into a boombox so that when we put that through the post and send it out to 50 people in the music industry, that they can receive this boombox, touch it, and remix her song, because we wanted to create an inspiration that would make her memorable, that was linked with her music. And we did. And music industry people came to her single launch, which was last week. And a few days ago, she had her first play on Radio 1, which is our biggest radio station in the UK. It's not all because of what I created. It's just I aligned my journey with her journey. She's awesome, and all those things would have happened for her anyway. But the experience that I created became part of her story.
That is amazing. You know, everybody listening that's a musician is now saying, wow, how do I get in touch with Kate? How do I find out more about this?
So my name's Dr. Kate Stone. My company is called Novalia, which is spelled N-O-V-A-L-I-A. Our website's novalia.co.uk. My Twitter's Dr. Kate Stone, and my Facebook's Dr. Kate Stone. And we've started selling kits, which are stickers and circuit boards, and we've created very, very easy-to-use software tools, because I can't code, so my preference is drag and drop and drop-down list, and then press go. And we've created tools where you do just that. So easy-to-use software tools, easy-to-use stickers that you put together so that anyone can create an immersive experience. But I think the other part of our platform is that once you've made one, you make one by being creative and defining a digital soul. So a digital soul is a description of an experience that will unfold when you touch something. But once you've made that with our software tool and put it into the one, that's great. But if you want to make many, like thousands of them, we can take those digital souls and send them to a factory, and then they will manifest in the objects that people create.
So cool. You're wearing a hat as we're speaking that you happened to show during your presentation. Would you tell me about that too?
So yeah, when I touch my hat, it causes air horns and gunshots and sort of like Snoop Dogg sound effects to come out of my cell phone.
You be careful wearing that in Los Angeles, please.
I know. In the UK, when I press the gunshot sound effects, people laugh. And in LA, people duck. It's not good.
What's been one of your absolute best experiences as a maker entrepreneur with Novalia?
Oh, there's just so many. But it generally comes down to the same thing. Seeing someone touch something that I've created and become lost in a magical world and smile.
What's next? After you do this kind of cool stuff with musicians and sound and music, what is there left to do that's exciting?
Well, my goal is to create a platform that enables anybody anywhere to design something that anybody anywhere can touch every day and have an experience that's created by the software tools and processes that I've created. And really my goal is, really from an observation, that a computer's gone from filling a room to filling a pocket. The computer's destiny is to disappear in terms of how its visibility is to gone. So what I want to do is I want to create natural interfaces that become the portal to a digital world. And I want to help create a future that looks more like the past than the present.
I have to ask, were you able to get your friends in science to laugh at you when you created something so brilliant?
Yeah, well, I guess when we say people laugh at us, often we don't mean that they actually laugh. We kind of mean that they are dismissive. And I think I managed to achieve that.
Well, that's their loss. Finally, what would you really love people to get from you if you could only teach somebody one life lesson from your experience as a maker? What would you want them to take away from you?
To find at least one of the superheroes that are inside them. Our superhero is connecting with who we really are, and to allow ourselves to become that superhero, and to realize that our job is to be the most awesome version of ourselves.
Thank you very much, Kate, for your time today.
That's okay, it's a pleasure.
You and I have been listening to Dr. Kate Stone, founder of Novalia, a UK-based company that, as their website says, blends science with design to create magic. You'll find their interactive posters on their website, novalia.co.uk. And you will also find the DIY kits to which Kate was referring, in case you want to make your own items interactive with sound or music. That's novalia.co.uk. And that concludes this edition of Over Coffee. Thank you for listening. If you'd like to hear more Over Coffee podcasts, our link is twomaverix.com. That's twomaverix.com. And you can contact us at twomaverix@gmail.com. I'm Dot Cannon. Here's wishing you a cappuccino day.